The OECD's Dr. Nils Axel Bratton found that exhaust emissions were the main cause of death for respiratory and allied diseases in OECD countries in 2015. Australian motoring organisations are now calling for new testing of vehicles to be more accurately replicated for real conditions rather than lab conditions.
It has been known for quite some time that real-world emissions from especially diesel vehicles are much higher than what is measured in the test cycles that vehicles have to go through in order to be allowed to be put on the market. What is new with this case with the VW is the fact that it's now been proven that specific devices have been put into the vehicles to cheat the tests, and that is new.
Dr. Graham McClay from Doctors for the Environment Australia is concerned that air pollution deaths actually outstrip road deaths.
About 3,000 premature deaths occur each year in Australia from polluted air, and about half of that is from transport, because most of the populations are urban populations, and the mix of stuff that comes out of the tailpipes, oxides of nitrogen and particulate matter and sulfur dioxide, ozone is produced, ground level ozone is quite harmful. What we do know is that fine particles can enter the lungs and go into the bloodstream. We know that some of the leading causes of death are more common if you're in a heavily polluted area. Diseases such as heart disease, lung disease, including lung cancer. And we know that kids who live close to heavily polluted traffic corridors can suffer higher rates of asthma and have poorer lung development.
We really don't know what's coming out of car exhaust, because the 20-minute tests in labs don't seem to be representative of what cars are actually doing out there on the roads.
No, well, we saw with the so-called Dieselgate scandal, where Volkswagen was gaming the system. They were fiddling with the onboard computer controls to make the emissions look much better under laboratory conditions. And that's why we believe, along with the AAA, that it's important to have real-world testing out on the road under different driving conditions. And it could be done at relatively little cost.
And I also noticed that one of the things that you talk about is dementia. How does it affect dementia?
We don't know exactly the mechanism. We do know that very fine, extremely fine particles can pass up through the nose, through what we call the olfactory bulb, up through the nose directly into the brain. There have been studies that have come out of Europe and the United States showing that, again, if you live in a heavily traffic polluted area, the rates of dementia are higher.
One of the things you recommend is try and get rid of the sulfur content in petrol, bring down some of the problems that are in fuels. Use cars less, improve public transport.
Correct.
Is that basically covering what you're saying should be done, or is there some other things that you can think of as well?
Those things that you've mentioned are extremely important. We think the fuel is important. We think it is important that any legislation or stamp duty should reflect the polluting power of a vehicle. And to some extent, that happens in the ACT.
Dr. Graham McClay there from Doctors for the Environment Australia, ending that report. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on Community and Indigenous Radio.